Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app from the Apple and Google stores, from our website. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7, real clear reception. Wherever you go, even in the car, it's an easy way to do it. Prop the phone up. Devil Radio app. Well, we're coming back to Wisconsin. This is a fascinating story to me. The story of Aaron Rodgers at Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers has been a holdout, hasn't shown up at various camps. Suggested he might not play again. Dissatisfied. He says it's not because they drafted Jordan Love. The truth is, it has everything to do with that. His feelings were hurt. His pride was hurt. His vanity was hurt. He's the MVP. This is what he gets, he thinks. He's not immortal. The guy's in his late 30s. He's not going to live forever. You bring in a younger quarterback at some point and have him learn from him. Well, they've worked out a deal, apparently. The deal is Rodgers has three more years. They're going to knock a year off. So, therefore, he'll play this coming year. He'll play this coming year. And he's contractually obligated to play the next year, but the 22-23 season, but there's a provision that they'll look at it again and discuss it, which is not binding, but it's there. The team can't place a franchise tag on him. They can't stop him after that from somehow going to some other team. That's fine. The guy is what, 37 or so? I mean, he'll be almost 40 by the time these 2 years are over. And then they said that now on the training camp starts today. He would have been fined $50,000 a day for not showing up. His plane, Luke reports that his plane landed last night or early this morning in Green Bay. So Luke, you think that Aaron Rodgers will show up at training camp?
Yeah. NBC 26 out of Green Bay, the NBC affiliate there, was reporting last night that Aaron Rodgers is private jet touchdown, I believe right before midnight. It could have been shortly after midnight. But he arrived in Green Bay. It is expected that he will be in training camp and going to play this season. And yeah, I'm excited.
Good. I think that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling it's going to be kind of a scorched earth policy for him. He's going to kind of be taking out any of the naysayers, any of the people that doubted whether or not he's got the skill. Like, a lot of things were tossed around this postseason, or this offseason, excuse me. And I think unnecessarily so. And I think Rodgers is going to go out and prove people that he still can play, that the MVP season he had last season was not a fluke. He's still at the top of his game. And I think, yeah, part of it is going to be kind of scorched earth towards the front office for going out and getting a younger quarterback when he's still got the MVP caliber talent to be able to perform on the field. So I think it's going to be an interesting season. I, for one, am excited and looking forward to seeing number 12 under center.
Yeah, and you know, we're the NBA champs. The way the Brewers are playing, they have a real – I mean, they're – in a fairly small group of teams that have a shot at the World Series. And frankly, with Rodgers there, now, assuming he plays up to his potential and has his heart in it, this is a team that's going to be hard to beat. Now, there's a couple of things he wants. Devontae Adams has been playing coy. Now, apparently, he's coming back and willing to negotiate with him. You know, Rodgers, you know, these guys, the little goes to their head. Rodgers goes, well, I want Randall Cobb back too. Well, Randall Cobb is under contract with Houston. He's not there anymore. Why don't you kidnap him, for God's sake? Send a bunch of catchers after him.
See, and Matt, my biggest qualm there is people are reporting stuff like that, but also people during the offseason were reporting that Jake Kumerow getting released was like the biggest reason and the biggest rift for Rodgers being upset, and that was just total malarkey. So I think the Randall Cobb aspect needs to be kind of tampered down a little bit. I don't think that is something that he's going to be like, oh, if I don't get this, I'm not going to be happy and I'm not going to play up to my right, full ability. But it's just people are just taking so many things out of speculation or gossip, and it's just like, let's just wait to see what happens on the field. And I think,
right, but the thing is, you don't want a diva. You don't want a guy, you know, he lands at midnight, right, the day of the training camp. You don't want him coming in doing a slow striptease and a feather boa, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina. And hey, Jack, you're a football player and you're making a hell of a lot of money. Throw the goddamn football and don't be going after the front office. You're not the guy that does the trades. You get paid a lot of money. Get out there and throw the football and show some enthusiasm.
And see, Matt, agree? No, I disagree, because that boils down to an argument that a lot of people on the right, I think, say to shut up and dribble. When it comes to people when players want to advocate for what's best for them as a player, as an individual, they are being told to shut up and dribble or shut up and throw the football. And I am a huge sports fan. I am a huge Green Bay Packers fan. I'm a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan. But I'm also a huge fan of all the individual players. And when it comes down to if Rodgers needs to advocate for what's best for Rodgers, I'm still going to support him in that, and I'm still going to support the Green Bay Packers. At the end of the day, I hope that it's an amicable agreement.
Luke, I am too.
But I'm never going to tell somebody to just shut up and throw the football for my entertainment. I will never do that.
Right. But it's one thing to say I'll stand for Rodgers. It's another wounded vanity, for God's sake. We don't need that. We're going to the lines. The lines are stacking up. We're going in order. Steve of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Well, you put it really well, Matt. Throw the blanking ball. aside from that, I wouldn't want to be a teammate of Rodgers, having sweated it out for the last month in the sun and have him come strolling in and decide he wants to play. But that's a separate issue. My greater question is tagged on to Paul's with big business. And I don't understand why the insurance industry hasn't been heard from in all this COVID business. They wield a mighty big stick and could shut it right down.
Yeah, which industry? You faded just a little bit. Steve?
The insurance industry. Why aren't we hearing from them? We can't insure nursing homes, hospitals, if you're going to have employees that are unvaccinated. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because that was going to be our next, and let me hit it right now. There are some developments in whether or not, for instance, anybody in the healthcare industry, which, as you say, is one of the big, possibly the biggest industry along with the energy industry in the country right now. And there are two things that are breaking that hit exactly what you're saying. One is, there is a call for mandatory vaccinations for healthcare workers. And in California and New York, they are mandating. It's mandatory they either get vaccinated or get tested regularly, possibly every day. But the second breaking issue on that is the Department of Justice has just issued a decision in which they say, this is Merrick Garland's department, that employers can mandate vaccinations. They can mandate vaccinations. My own personal view is that when it comes to enforcement of that and the courts look at it, what they may end up saying is, if it's employees who are not in contact with customers and other employees, you maybe can't do it. For instance, somebody's working remotely or he's working off by himself. But if they have any contact with customers and fellow employees in a close setting, and especially if they're healthcare workers, they've got to get vaccinated. And I think the pioneer in this was Houston Methodist, which is a great hospital system in Houston, Texas. They have over 20,000 employees, and they mandated, and they were exactly right, mandated that every healthcare worker get vaccinated. Something like 250 of them refused. They were given a second chance, and then they were fired, because you cannot be a patient with a compromised immune system lying in bed, having somebody hover over you and doing stuff with their nose 6 inches from you, who hasn't been vaccinated. It's crazy. It's just a fact of life. And in the NFL, what they're doing now is, remember those rules that they put in, that if a game is called because some people weren't, got COVID on one side, they're going to end up, that team is going to end up having to pay the money lost to the other team and the NFL. And that's a lot of money, including, jerseys and food and all that for that. And then secondly, neither team is going to get paid. And you know something? A good team that's been vaccinated is going to be very ticked off that they're not getting paid. Very ticked off They want to play a game, and it's the other guys that got COVID. So there are a lot of ways to do this, and there's a lot of ways around it. But I agree that various industries that are important should be speaking out more. I am convinced now that the Department of Justice, has, since it's announced that it is legal to require vaccinations, that's going to move some of this stuff. And then the second part of it is the healthcare industry is already starting to move it. California and New York went halfway. They mandate vaccinations or constant testing, which is a pain. You don't want to straw up your nose every day. But there will be people who will do that. And I think they've got to go the extra mile. Steve, excellent point and great call. Thanks for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Two things. One, I think with Aaron Rodgers, I question his ability to be a leader after everything has gone through. I know if I played on a team with him, I could have an attitude that would not be consistent with him as my leader. I wouldn't purposely throw the game. I still want to play football, but you got to question that. But let's get back to the mandates on COVID. I think this is going to help the Democratic Party so much because mandates are going to become a way of life. I've got a COVID card in my wallet. I would be, you know, no problem at all to show it to anybody. How can you go to a sporting event or anything else willingly and knowingly that you're going to infect or maybe kill other people by your lack of responsibility? And that's what it boils down to, responsibility. So this is going to be a win for the Democrats. Between Pelosi and that committee and these mandates coming up, I'm very optimistic with the future of everything for the state. And to, in final, in closing, hey, the Brewers are still in first place. The Badgers got a cupcake schedule. I think I'm surprised they're not playing the Little Sisters of the Poor. This is one of the easiest schedules I've ever seen the Badgers have. For football, they got Green Bay. It's going to be a great time to be a citizen of the state of Wisconsin this year.
I'm with you 100%, Bill. I love everything you said. And getting back especially to the issue of the vaccine, if you are not vaccinated, and especially if you have COVID, for you deliberately to go and associate with a bunch of people, you know, some of them aren't vaccinated, you are in effect consigning them to an illness. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Right back after the break. It sounds like these time and time.